This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Oh, Fish Fry Fridays kick off this Friday. We're so excited. We're going to take the show on the road for the next six Fridays. So we start at Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Church this Friday. We go to Knights of Columbus in Cottleville on the 14th. Assumption Parish, on the 21st. Queen of All Saints, we've been there before, on the 28th. On April 4th, can you believe, like, think about it. A month from now is going to be April 4th. The Cardinals are going to be starting baseball.
It's
going to be April already.
Love
St. Mary Magdalene in Brentwood. That's a new one. We haven't done that location before. And then Ott's Tavern to close it all out in Millstadt. Not Millstadt. Mark
nice
is learning
job.
How to pronounce the names of the Illinois towns. And don't forget, Brian Kilmeade's coming back here to the factory on the 22nd as well. Cusimano's with us for his regular Monday-Friday conversation. Frank, how are you?
Good to be with you, Mark. Doing well. Thank you, sir.
You want to start with the Blues? They were pretty much on fire. They stumbled last night. I know Fred said he was at the game Saturday, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's tough to be upset with the Blues after that loss last night because, you know, A, they had won four in a row, and B, they were playing on 20 hours rest, and C, the Stars are really good. The one really dent in their armor, though, is killing the penalties. Last night, it was 4-for-4 for Dallas during one stretch, and the Blues are on pace to have their worst penalty kill season in the history of the franchise. But that's the bad news. The good news is they really have played good hockey, and there are only 1 point out of that final playoff spot as we speak, although Calgary and Vancouver have games in hand. So it's really been a positive stretch for the Blues after the break.
So let's talk a little college basketball. I'm looking at the rankings. It looks like Mizzou wasn't quite that affected by the loss at Vanderbilt. It was a tough one for me because, you know, they're coming off just a complete demolition of South Carolina, but they should have won that game. That's in the category of games that Mizzou should have won. Maybe it doesn't hurt you in the long run, but it was frustrating in the end.
Yeah, and to make it real easy for our listeners to understand, if you're up three and there's like, you know, 7-8 seconds to go,
I would have fouled.
And that you can't lose the game. And, you know, after the game, it was interesting. Coach Gates, who's really done a terrific job this season, he said he didn't second guess himself for that, but for calling a timeout and not setting up a defense. Ultimately, the player gave an open look three to a really good shooter for Vanderbilt. But you got to remember, Vanderbilt's a good team, and winning on the road in the SEC is extremely difficult. But I agree with you. That's a game you should have won.
Look, different, you know, coaches have different philosophies on that. But when I saw how much time was left, I'm like, foul them.
Yeah.
I knew that they could tie with the three-point shot and that, you know, different coaches are going to do different things. I wish it would have ended. You know, what do they have? Oklahoma and then Kentucky. That's it. Oklahoma on the road and Kentucky at home, and that's it before the tournament, right?
Yeah, and that Oklahoma game is going to be a little scarier than people think. Even though they beat the Sooners by 24, Oklahoma in their last two games, They lost by 3 at Oxford. They lost by 1 to Kentucky. And believe me, Porter Moser is playing for maybe his coaching career at Oklahoma and playing for Oklahoma to get a chance to get in the NCAA tournament. Because despite their bad SEC record, they got a lot of, you know, really glistening big-time victories earlier in the season. And if they could beat Mizzou, that would really help their chances. So they'll be playing for their life on Wednesday.
You were talking about them on Friday, and I agree with you on that. Now, I went to that game at Mizzou Arena a couple weeks ago, and they just freaking controlled Oklahoma. Having said that, I've watched a couple of these games that you just spoke of, and you know they are playing pretty well at home, and these home games in the SEC are very difficult. You close out on Saturday, my daughter's birthday, with Kentucky visiting Mizzou Arena for Senior Day, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, SLU had a big victory over the weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. They lost to Loyola Chicago by 9 points 15 days ago, and they blew them out of the building. They beat them by 30. Gibson Jimerson set a school record with 9 threes. I got to tell you this one quick little story. Is Robbie Avila, who's unlike any other player in America because he's a little bit, I wouldn't say he's cut up, and he's got the tattoos all over himself, and he shoots threes, and he passes. He's 6'10". So he knocks down 3 consecutive threes, and the Loyola coach, Drew Valentine, I was watching him real closely, just looks at the SLU coach, Josh Schertz, and he just kind of smiles and puts his arms up in the air, and then Schertz started to smile like, you can't deal with somebody 6'10", knocking down 24-footers. So I'll say it for like the 100th time, despite SLU's just above-average record, they can still win the conference tournament because they have the best big three in the Atlantic 10.
And is that an automatic bid if they win the conference tournament, or do you have to win the conference outright?
Oh, the conference tournament. You got to win that. I don't know. It should be. I don't know if it's going to be a two-bid league or not, but I think SLU could win the conference tournament.
Any baseball news you want to share here? I was just mentioning this. You were a month away from opening day.
Well, one name to keep an eye on, and granted, it's only a week's worth of action, but Victor Scott is hitting up a storm, hitting like .545, and he's hitting with power. Now, everybody, you know, after last year, they go, oh, well, he's a bust. He's 23 years old. I don't know if he's had even 200 at-bats in the major leagues. If this is not an aberration and he can hit with his speed and his defense, oh my goodness, that really changes the equation. We'll see if he can stay hot.
How's the pitching looking right now? Is there a way to gauge that?
Well, the starters have all been good. I mean, well, I'll tell you what, Steven Matz, when he's actually been healthy, and believe me, that's been really rare, has been a pretty good pitcher for the Cardinals. So he had 3 pretty good innings yesterday. Fenny has been pretty solid. McGreevy has been good, too. We have not seen all the starting pitchers in action, but so far, so good.
Frank, we want to get you to one of our fish fries. I think Fred's going to try to work with you on that. We start on this Friday. We'd love to have you swing by to one of those. So if your security detail can arrange that, the Secret Service and anything, we'd love to have you.
I'm going to make one of those 6, I promise. I appreciate the offer, too.
Hey, I played respectable pickleball with the King over the weekend as well. I think he would tell you that.
He did, Saturday. He gave me a full scouting report. I took him to the Billiken game, yes. He said you have really upped your game.
Well, I've only played like 15 times in my life, so I'm trying. We'll talk on Friday.
All right, sir. Take care.
I had tough competition. And here's the deal, Sue. I'm going to have to confront something that's realistic. I was thinking about how many times, because I'm going to make excuses first. I've only played pickleball, I was thinking about, no more than 20 times. Mm-hmm. I'd say 15. All right.
They say the key is repetition in this game.
But I'm playing with some dudes the other day that got 10 years on me.
Oof.
And they were pretty good. Like, really good.
Good.
So I had to step up my game, and yeah. I think I did respectable, but you do. There's strategy that I'm certainly not as adept
to.
At,
yeah,
right? I'm trying. I'm hanging in there. We're coming back with Bachyangar Sargon and Paul Morrow in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.